Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, Sending Up a Balloon.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Just before the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting at their counters there. Making a whip out of some cord, he drove them all out of the temple, cattle and sheep as well, scattered the money changers, coins, knocked their tables over, and said to the pigeon sellers, "Take all of this out of here and stop turning my father's house into a market." The disciples remembered the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will devour me." The Jews intervened and said, "What sign can you show us to justify what you have done?" Jesus answered, "Destroy this sanctuary, in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this sanctuary. You're going to raise it up in 3 days." He was speaking of the sanctuary, it was his body. When Jesus rose from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the Scriptures and the words he had said. The Gospel of the Lord. Every year we celebrate this feast. It's a major feast day with its own readings in the office and in the Mass. And most years someone says to me, "Why are we celebrating this feast? Why are we have a feast for a big building, an old building?" And I say, "Well, it's the Cathedral Church of Rome. And we celebrate his dedication as a symbol of all the church buildings throughout the world." Then they often say, "I thought St. Peter's was the Cathedral Church of Rome." "No," I say, "that's the private chapel of the Pope. Very big private chapel. But the actual cathedral is John Lateran. This was what represents the Roman diocese and represents all church buildings." And they're often a bit unconvinced by that. Then if they let me, if I can keep their attention, they don't go away, I then come out with my theory about old buildings being like balloons. You have to bear with me for a moment for this one. Life is a sort of thing that is like living in the air. We pop into existence in the air, we fall through the air, and I'm afraid sooner or later we go splat, we hit the ground. That's what our life is. And this may take a while, or it may happen quickly, but it will happen. And a big building which is built in the past, which is meant to last, is a bit like a balloon which you let go and it floats up into the air. The longer it stays in the air, the longer it lasts, the longer it's real. And we people who appear in the air, we see it down below us, it was built before we came. And we see it passing us, and we see it going up into the air, because if it's well built, it will last longer than we do. It's a sign of the past and of the future. Of course, buildings go splat too. Not every building lasts. They're often destroyed. And in fact, John Lateran was often destroyed or semi-destroyed. Major fires, attacks by hostile tribes, all sorts of threats to it, and of course neglect. Good buildings to last have to be constantly maintained. But the building's a balloon. It's a sign of people in the past who wanted to leave something which would last. And that means it's not just any old building. It's not just a building that's designed to show people's power and wealth, or to intimidate, or perhaps to protect. Hadrian's Wall was built to keep tribes apart and to keep Roman power. It was, of course, meant to last, but that wasn't the main point. It wasn't designed to last. That's not what it was for. If they didn't need it, the Romans would just pull it down. They often did that with camps, fortifications. No, this is designed to last, John Latin. It's meant to be a symbol. And of course, it's true that the real church, the real temple of the Holy Spirit, is people. Buildings are just symbols of that real church. We shouldn't underestimate these buildings. We shouldn't think they're unnecessary. We certainly shouldn't trivialise them, and we should try to preserve them. It's good to have signs of the past and hope for the future. That's what a good, great building does and is. And it's why we often attack great buildings as a way of destroying people's soul, their heart, trying to make them despair. So that's what we celebrate. We celebrate the balloon in the air. Please God, it will stay in the air sometime longer. It will outlast our lives, our short lives, and be a sign for future generations that we kept this balloon in the air, because it's a sign of the beauty and the wonder of a church gathered together, people sharing in the liturgy, the work of God, which is at the same time the work of humanity. A good balloon in the air, a good sign that we believe in a future. And though everything passes and everything fades, and heaven alone remains, please God, there will be some buildings will last till He comes, till the Lord returns, and human times and human history is ended, and the new world has begun. We're all like balloons, all floating in the air, and never falling, never going splat. Thank you.